USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Monday, two armed drones approaching U.S. troops in Iraq were shot down without incident. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the drones, but footage of the drones showed debris with writing that said, Soleimani's Revenge. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike 2 years ago that struck his convoy and ordered by then-President Trump as Soleimani was planning his next terrorist attack. That's according to President Trump. New reports coming out of the Middle East, two more lethal drones were shot down Tuesday morning. We'll have more details as they become available. No one is escaping inflation in America, the worst it's been in decades. Everything is more expensive, including food for our tables.
I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday. My wife was there with her sister and a good friend, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? It's $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos on Monday, was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud.
The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on four charges centering around wire fraud. Elizabeth Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claimed to have revolutionized blood testing but faced allegations she intentionally lied to investors, doctors, and patients about her company's blood testing capabilities. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Nassau County Police are reporting Long Island teacher Laura Russo was arrested for illegally injecting a 17-year-old boy with a COVID-19 vaccine at her home without the teen's parental consent. She still has a job but has been reassigned from her classroom duties. She is due to appear in court on January 21st. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration's COVID-19 plans are making the pandemic's effects worse. So says New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis on Newsmax.
And one of the things that I've been saying is that the president should be more focused on ensuring that we have an adequate supply of the monoclonal antibodies and also push the FDA to approve those treatments that have been sitting there waiting for approval. So I think that this president has done an awful job, and you see it in the numbers. More people have died this year under President Biden than we saw under President Trump, and he had the vaccine, the benefit of having the vaccine this year, and we still saw those numbers skyrocket. So I also believe, though, that we have to return to normalcy, and the only way we're going to do that is if we focus on those treatments and therapeutics, making sure the hospitals are equipped to treat people that are sick. And also, we can talk about mandates, too, if you want to, but that's going to be a big thing that's coming up January 7th in the Supreme Court, and many of us in Congress, over 180 of us, have signed an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit against these mandates, because we know here in New York that the mandates have hurt us tremendously. Our ability to recover, we have the twice as number of the unemployment than you see nationwide.
Right.
We have a very slow recovery, and it's because a lot of these mandates that are forcing people to not return to work.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.